Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
I think there's always this little slight mystery going on of wait, three, two, one, go. Yeah. Anyways, the actual moment when you say hello is like, is this it? Says, yep, you do.
Absolutely.
You
And we
think
have
we
as
would
our
know it by now, but it's kind of like, wait, there's this little pause. And then we're like, oh, we're live. Okay. Yeah.
I was told early on what kind of a lead in there is. So that's why I know what kind of pause to make. So anyway, the behind the scenes stuff, I mean, this was like years and years and years ago.
He's claiming that he mutes that last part because he doesn't want to be heard by the audience, but I really think the audience would enjoy that.
Three, two, one.
Yeah, why we're sitting here.
We're going yet? What's
We're
happening?
going
And
in.
without ado or further ado,
Ado.
our question master, I keep on calling you a quiz master, Tiffany, but our question
Okay.
master, Tiffany.
Hello. Hello.
Yes. Welcome. Anyway, everybody, come on in, tell us where you're from. So excited you're here. I'm excited to be here. You so excited to be here, Tracy?
I'm excited to be here. I'm
How about you,
excited,
Tiff?
and I'm still in a turkey coma, but
Oh,
okay.
okay. Well, here's my turkey coma thing. I don't have one. Rocket would not come in. So I did not make a trip to my brother and
Oh
sister-in-law's. So
no.
I had no turkey. I had no pie. I had no, don't you feel sorry for me? I had soup. I had Thanksgiving soup.
You know what? I probably ate enough for both of us.
Okay.
So
Well,
I
my
think I
brother
got
said he would
covered.
too. So I think I got plenty from everybody.
Yeah, vicariously, you had quite a feast.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you. Yeah, TJ's saying he had a bunch too. So if that counts, yeah, it all counts. So thank you.
All counts. Yeah, we can all donate some of what we ate and make
And yeah, and
up
Tiffany,
some.
you did your thing too, didn't you?
I made salmon. See?
Oh. She sent pictures. It looked really amazing.
Also, no turkey.
I didn't get pictures.
Once I find my phone.
Here, pa-ping, pa-ping.
Exactly. Anyway, come on in. Tell us where you're from. Yeah, that shines up the light. That shines up the grid. I'm like, what is that I
Do
usually
the grid.
say?
Do the grid.
Due to grid. You have a purpose. And right now it's to shine that grid. It's to shine your light. And we every time we do that, it strengthens the grid. It strengthens the joy factor that's going on. It's all these alignment things. There's so many things happening on the earth and energetically and around the world right now. And your light is truly needed. It is truly, truly, absolutely essential. So please shine it. And you shine it by being happy and being your authentic self and spread your joy.
Spread the joy. I don't know if that's a
What's that
song, but I
song?
can make it
This
one.
little light of mine,
Oh, there we go.
I'm gonna let it shine.
There she goes. Let's all just
Shine your light.
clap it. I'm realizing my mic is further away, so I'm going to adjust it. Hopefully that'll help.
Okay. And then what would you like people to know, Tracy? I did my part.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Is it, oh, you mean like, what do I want them to do? Okay, I was going to go into my life story. Tell
Well,
you
that's
guys what's
next.
going on.
To be continued.
Hey guys, get on our stream and ask us questions. We would love that. And the way you do that is you write Tiffany in capital letters. And Tiffany's our moderator in the background. She's reading all your questions, but that's how she finds them. That's how she knows. Now, those of you who that have been with us for a while, you know that she likes cute names like Butterfly in the Sky, Princess Tiffany. Goddess, or what did you the question master?
Question master.
Anything you can come up with, put it down. She'll read it out loud for the rest of us to hear it and ask your question. We want to know what you want
And
to
the
know.
rest will go, why didn't I think of that? Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah. And it's really important for you guys to go over to my YouTube channel to watch this, because my Facebook channel, for some reason, the questions don't come through to us. So go to my YouTube, watch it from there.
You could
It's
also go to mine.
extraordinary.
It's okay.
Shh, I'm talking. Shh.
Oh, excuse me.
Anyways, you guys, that for some reason, I don't know what the quirk is with my Facebook page, but I don't want to miss your questions, so I do want to divert you from that page. Go to one of the other QHHT pages, Julia's page, my YouTube page, or Julia's YouTube page, and
Or
the questions there, and then we'll get them, because they all get funneled to one spot for Tiffany, so that she's not bouncing all the pages, right?
Wouldn't
So,
that be a fun thing to do?
oh my gosh, yeah, because I think there's seven pages or so.
Tiffany could do it. She's very good at.
No, thank you.
She's very good. She's very good. Hold on.
Stopped that
Anyway,
immediately. Did you see
I would
that?
need seven computers, so get on it.
We could get you a lot of monitors, and all of those monitors could have a lot of tabs open. How would you feel about that?
I do love tabs.
All right, you guys, ask your questions. The energy is off the charts, isn't it? I mean,
Is
one of the ways that I felt I was wanting to explain it was almost like carrying heavy. It feels heavy, like it's pushing down on me. That's not a bad thing. It's like I can feel it. It's like, oh, there's a lot of energy going on right now. What is that doing? It's surfacing stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we've been being told for a while now that there's a lot of stuff. I mean, this is a time of like bringing up all the, I'll just be really blunt, bringing up all your shit.
Yeah.
Just putting it out there so you can see it and work with it and deal with it. And so maybe, and that can be heavy, you
Yeah.
know, it's, yeah.
Absolutely. And that is kind of that metaphorical feeling. It feels like, wow,
Yeah.
there's just it I guess that's the only it's almost like moving through liquid or water. There's just a lot of things, and from so many different directions, information's coming in right now for me. It's like, oh, there's this going on and that going on and this going on and that going on, and my head's just like, one thing, just pick one thing and focus on that and do that and then do the next thing. Because what happens is I'll get going on something, go, oh, I forgot I needed to, oh no, now I forgot to go back to that. And so I just have to.
You know what? I think I remember talking last week and the thing came up again. So I think it's still relevant for now. But and I think you said that this came up in a session before the last week. And it was about, you know, the kinds of things that are going on or whatever's happening. It can be the energy things and stuff. And I just have to keep reminding. I just, it's like I pull back. It'd be so easy to get sucked into it. And
Yeah.
it's like just pull back. And it's like I have to remind myself, this is an illusion. This is, you know, it's like it's what's it? It's a distraction. It's a sucker. It's a whatever. And just stay objective, stay an observer to it. And what am I learning from it? Why is this happening? Or why are these things going on? So it's that kind of a scenario maybe. And so I think I mean, that's how I'm approaching it rather than getting in the middle, because when I get pulled in and you know, then it's like I can't see it, I can't understand it. It's just you get
Yeah.
sucked into all the emotions, and it's really hard to do anything from that vantage point or that perspective. And so that's where I just keep reminding myself, this is all an illusion, it's all a play, we're all playing our parts, and
Yeah.
then go from there. Just so I don't know
Yeah.
if you're getting still stuff like that
Yeah,
from it.
and I think that
Yeah.
was a session I was talking about where they went out of they went out of the body and went out into like the ethers and looked at it from not just a higher perspective, but from they actually connected with source and looked at it from source's perspective. And everything that we had just spent all that time talking about, right? It all of a sudden became very small and like, oh, okay, this is not what I'm making it. And we do. It's like it's affecting our world in this moment, and we get pulled into it, and it feels like everything's going to hell in a handbasket, right? So we do get sucked in like that. But yeah, just rise above it, see a bigger picture. There's something bigger going on. And
Absolutely.
I can't tell you how many times that that little meme with Jesus trying to get the girl to give the little teddy bear up because he's got the
Oh
bigger teddy
man,
bear behind his
yes.
back. I'll be talking to somebody and that meme will pop in my head. And I'm like, oh, they're getting you ready for a bigger teddy bear. So we're being prepared for a
Yeah.
bigger teddy bear.
Cool.
Yeah, very
Hey.
cool. I love it.
Very
Are we
nice.
ready to hear where everyone's from? Did everybody get
Yes, let's.
your location in there?
We have Portland, Oregon, Montreal, Seattle, Medford, Oregon,
Okay.
New
Does that get
York.
close? Yeah. Well, Medford's a couple hours. It's
Okay.
closer to California, I think. But yeah.
Okay. What was
New
that last
York.
one?
That's real close to Tracy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rockville.
New York, Georgia, Kansas City, Chicago, San Antonio, Canada, Long Island,
Ooh.
Yorkshire,
New
Wales,
England. Wait,
New
okay.
York,
Ooh.
Warsaw, Missouri,
Okay.
Texas, Muskogee, Australia,
I love it.
Houston,
Muskogee, Australia. I mean, that's.
Wisconsin with 4 exclamation points.
Oh,
So,
okay. Yeah.
Minnesota, Australia, Georgia, Michigan, New York,
Love
Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Virginia, Ohio,
Oh.
UK, Oklahoma City, Australia, Florida, Mongolia, Georgia, Spokane.
I'm telling you guys, put it in there the way you want her to read it, and she'll do
I love it.
it.
Thank you all. This is
Oh,
amazing. See, you're not alone. You're all over the place. You're everywhere.
I love it. We are lighting up the world. Light it
Yes.
up. So, love you guys. Thank you for coming and joining us on Friday night, Black Friday, all the shoppers out there, except for you in Australia. You're on different time. I think it's Sunday over there or Saturday over there. Not Sunday.
Yeah, I
I
think it
want to
is
be on
Saturday
Sunday.
now.
I have the day off. I'm projecting my desire to have the day off over there. Anyway, yeah. So I don't know. What do we want to go straight to questions?
We can. I mean, you already did, talked. We talked about the energy, so yeah, I think we're ready. I believe it's that.
Yes,
Yep, it
it
is.
is. We're getting little notes over here. When you see us both duck down like this,
Yeah.
squint our eyes because
We're trying to
we're
read.
reading.
Yeah.
Love it. All right, beautiful Tiffany in the sky. What do you have for us?
With butterfly wings.
Yeah.
Tiffany, exclamation point. You're a butterfly flying high.
Ooh.
Hi. Question is, if a person has night terrors and wakes up screaming, what is the meaning and what can they do to help resolve this situation? Love ya.
Night
Yeah.
terrors. Did Tiffany ever have night terrors?
Tiffany would sleepwalk. I don't remember her having night terrors so much, but she would sleepwalk. And that's a trip.
I used to sleepwalk. Yeah.
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 And you and I thought she was awake, and she's just like the next day she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. She would be in the living room, and I mean, sometimes she'd come out from her room and she'd come in and she would roam around in the living room, and it would take a minute to realize she's not awake.
Oh.
She's just kind of walking around. Other times she fell asleep on the couch. And then it was like, and she was bigger, so it was like it's too hard for me to pick her up and carry her to her room. So I would just say, come on, let's go to your room. And she looked totally awake. And she gets up and she just kind of does the zombie thing, but goes to her
Yeah.
room. But later doesn't remember anything. Yeah.
I
He's
used
like,
to
how did I
be
get
like
back
that.
here?
Like I remember mom and dad telling me one time that I was in my bedroom dancing circles around something and yelling at it and trying to squish it and stuff like that. And I was just running in these little circles and doing these things. And I don't know if that put that image in my mind. So anyways, I remember him telling me that I would get up and sleepwalk all the time. And like, that would be stressful to have a baby that sleepwalked. But
Well, and I remember my them as you're saying that, I'm like, well, apparently I remember I used to sleepwalk. I forgot about that. So,
yeah.
yeah, and they would just tell me because I would share a room with my sister, and apparently it was my older sister, and I guess when she would come in, or sometimes I'm in the middle of the room because we had a divider in the room. I would just, makeshift divider, and I'm over there, like trying to get out, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
So the night terrors, we'll get to that because that was the
We
question.
promise, yeah.
My niece would have night terrors, and one of my kids, I believe it was Josh, had night terrors. And it's creepy, man. Their eyes are open and they're staring right through you like you don't exist, and they don't wake up or any, and I was told not to wake them up. That it's traumatizing. But then I was told that once that's done, like the night terror's done, because they can't hear you, nothing. They're just staring right through you and they're screaming and they're going through something. But once it's done, I was told, then just go whisper in the ear. You're not in that lifetime anymore. You are safe. You're, and just very comforting, comforting words. And so I started doing that. I mean, they didn't happen very often. But when they did, they're scary because they're screaming like something's terrible's happening, and you can't get it to stop because they won't wake up. And so I started doing that, and from my recollection, that did. I mean, we're talking over 20 years ago, so from my recall, I believe it did settle down, and stop happening.
Yeah, because that is probably
I'm gonna
where
see
it's
if this
coming from.
comes through. Oh, it might not.
Yeah, it is a butterfly.
Can you see who it is?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, do a little larger. Do a little larger.
Let's see if I can get that. Look at
Yeah,
that cute
no.
little butterfly.
They might not know because they don't see her.
That's our Tiffany, little butterfly in the sky.
Butterfly. But no, that's very likely, especially as a child, because they are still connected very much with that. The veil is so thin and they're still connected, and they can remember actually spontaneously other lives. And definitely when we go to sleep, that's where we're going. We're going to anywhere and all and other lives and everything. So maybe something happened that reminded them of the other life, or something was going on there. Right before you started saying that, which it was coming in that, maybe the food, sometimes the food we eat, right, we need to pay attention to that. There's some foods that can trigger some of these things. And so that could have been, associated with that, but it's also, I totally am on board with the past life memories.
I was talking to my parents today, and we got on the food subject and how, when I grew up, every meal we would do, well, I grew up Catholic, so we would pray over dinner before we ate. And it's like you almost never see that anymore, but when I was growing up, everybody did that. And how it's changed, and the food's changed, and all the things. I was like, we really need to get back into setting intention over anything we're consuming, water, beverages of any kind, food, all the things, and charge it. And the water, I always get the name wrong. The guy that did the water experiment,
Emoto.
Emoto, so, yeah, something like that. Something like that. And you guys will put it in the chat for us, I'm sure. But them doing that experiment where they were sending water different energies and having people sit there and just think angry thoughts and put it in the water, and beautiful thoughts and loving thoughts, and how the water would change. And it's like, well, how have we gotten so far away from understanding that, the food that we're consuming, the
Being
energy.
thankful.
Yeah. The last QHHT client, one of the things that was coming through her SC was, or her past life. Her past life was about, she was in this lifetime where She was in a large family, and the siblings, the sisters, were making food in the kitchen, and she was getting all freaked out. And she's like, I don't want to eat it. They're always angry and they're putting that energy in the food. And she said, everybody thinks I'm crazy because I know, and I'm telling them, you're putting all that anger in the food, and they think I'm crazy. And so she didn't want to eat the food and stuff. And so there was this whole lifetime around it. And I think we're just, this is a big message right now. Remember, and we're all getting worked up in our energies right now, too. Our
True.
energies are just like, hey, is there something that's going to agitate you? Well, the universe is going to bring that up for you right now. And then all
Absolutely.
that energy is going to go into whatever you're making. So be mindful when you go to prepare food, clear your space, clear your food.
Sing a
So,
little song,
sing a little
feel a
song.
little love.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to tell another story because that sing a little song makes me happy because they have this person that comes in to help clean the house. And he came over today, and I was over there, and he got started on like scrubbing down the bathroom and stuff. And he's in there playing music and singing. And I said, man, you were having fun. He goes, I always sing when I'm working. It makes it like play. I'm just like, yeah, I need to turn it up. I'll sing with you. We'll get this going. But it's important to remember that, whatever's going on, get into that happy space somehow. Find your way back to it, or process what you need to process. But when you're making your food or you're consuming or sharing with others, remember that's all energy being exchanged.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Cool. I
You're getting
think
ready to
we
take it
kind of
in.
steered away from I think our question was about night terrors,
Night
but
terrors. No, I think it was addressed. But it was
yeah.
just,
I hope
I
we
was being
answered your
reminded that
question.
you might look
Okay.
at the food that's being eaten if there's some kind of a maybe keeping a journal, because there's some foods like I'll react, I'll have dreams like there won't be night terrors that I know of. I mean, when you live alone, you don't know if you're doing
True.
that. So,
Yeah.
I just know sometimes I wake up in like a panic. If I have a dream where in some way it's like it might be like small spaces or some way I feel trapped. I'm trying to get through, how some those is like you're trying to get through and it gets smaller and smaller, and I'm trying to creep through there, and it finally gets to a point that I guess it dawns on me what's happening. And I think that's when the conscious mind becomes aware of what's going on. It starts to freak out and pulls me out of that dream. And I come out in a panic mode. And I usually, my mode is to, because like, it's that fight or flight, and I'm starting to run. My first inclination is to go to the front door and stick my head out the door and try to get air. Because it's something, it's like in that, because it was just a panic thing that happens. It's so uncomfortable. Luckily, it doesn't happen very often, but it does happen. And so sometimes I start, I want to start looking at what, sometimes, look at what you was eating. Was it a lot of sugar? Was it carbs right before I went to bed? Something like that, because those can do things. And so I find that if I don't do it, not like I focus on it, but those your body's trying to process that stuff. It's I'm not good, bad, whatever. It's just you're processing it. And so this is one of the ways you're processing is, dreams are a process.
Absolutely. All right. Butterfly in the sky. What's our next question?
This question is from Dancing River of Stars.
Oh, I love it.
Ooh. Star goddess Tiffany.
Very good.
The compression we feel now may lead to a great release about the time of the winter solstice. How might that
Man.
affect us with personal breakthroughs?
Yeah. I agree though with that time frame. That's about 2 weeks, right? Three
Three
weeks,
weeks, well,
maybe.
it's the
3 weeks.
21st.
Yeah.
So about 3 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right with that time frame. I was getting the yesterday that it was going to be about 2 weeks and we'd start feeling some relief with
Okay.
so how will that help with what was the word?
Breakthroughs.
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 Well, I think we're getting the information for those breakthroughs right now.
All the stuff that's
Yeah, it's making room for the new energy to come in for the here's one of the things that I feel like is happening, and this is just my own journey information coming in, but we are really cleaning. We've been cleaning all these layers. We keep clearing out a layer and then maybe we get a breath. It used to be that you would do some work and then you get a little break. Now it's like, do it again.
Can I have a whole breath this
Yeah. I can't get a full, my lungs are not at capacity. Help. So, but what I see it doing is almost like, we've had this, we've been just getting in contact with the universe, with source, with all this information, Akashic records, just all kinds of expansion. Well, guess what? Even that's a limit. So it's pulling that limit off of us, and we are going beyond that. And there's going to be a whole lot of new inspiration coming in, insights, books being written, things like that. I just feel like are going to happen. What's been coming in is that it's taking us to a timeline where we get to learn a lot more information. This is how contact is going to happen. So somewhere on a timeline, contact is already happening. We're going to be new to contact as we get up to that timeline or that shift in ourselves to be in that awareness of contact from the ETs, if anyone's confused about what I'm talking about. But there's always this talk about when's contact, when's contact. And we know some people have already had it, but we're talking global knowledge, that type of thing. I feel like what's happening is we are moving through the timelines to reach the one where contact is happening. It's already been there. We're just moving to it.
You want to share that moment at the conference where we were at the channel panel when Bashar was talking and someone asked that question, when are we going to make contact? Wasn't that funny?
Yeah.
It was just like, hello. I mean, he was like, because Bashar is an ET being. I mean, it's a being from another
When are
galaxy,
we
another
going to have
dimension, another
contact?
something, speaking through Daryl Inka, right? And so the person was asking the question because he was channeling at that point, and they were asking the question, when will we make contact with ET beings? He's like, well, you're making it right now. It's like,
It's
exactly.
already
You know,
happening. Yeah.
we keep on, it's out there. It's got to look like this. It's this. It's like, you're doing it now.
Yep.
Start opening your mind to accept it may not look like you think, and it's already happening.
Very, very, very true. And so many more people are opening up to be able to make these contacts. And it was wonderful to see all the people that were there that are stepping into this and starting to understand it and getting in connection to their star families and the information that's coming in. It's really cool. And you guys are all doing it too. You're all getting there. And if you haven't already been there, and if you're already there, it's just going to keep getting better. So it's and the realization that all of it is you, that's fun because it's like you're gonna go, what was my limit? All of this is me. And
Exactly.
so there is no limit
And I
to it.
was looking at it
Yeah.
like a
So it is, it's a version, other versions of
mess.
you, whatever it is, but you have access to all of that. And the access that they have to what they have access to, it's endless, it's infinite. And it's sometimes it can be hard to wrap your mind around how infinite that is, because it's a lot. It's insane, but it's never ending. It's like
Right, but
anything.
can you see how we get that information when we're ready for it? Because you see
Yeah.
how the mind, that would be really difficult. Like, let's say 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago,
Oh,
the
yeah.
mind could not have even comprehended that.
I know that the mind couldn't comprehend that because I had someone write me that channeled letter that told me I would be doing this. And I was like, okay. And at the
Yeah,
time, I'm like,
right.
is that an aura? And I was just kicking tires on all of this. And they're saying, you're going to be an ambassador of information between the star people and Earth. And I'm like,
Yeah, it's like, yeah,
wow,
right.
that sounds neat. Crazy person. And then, yeah. And then I found that letter when I started channeling and doing this stuff with the Arcturians, and it was like, oh my gosh, it's all right here. I was
Yeah.
told I was going to do this,
Yeah, and it's
and it's what I'm doing. And it
what
was like,
I'm
and
doing.
now I'm telling all of you, it's what you'll be doing. We might not be a vibrational match to all the information, but there it's there, and when we become the match to it, we have access to it.
Absolutely. That's when you'll see it. That's when you'll
Nothing,
receive it.
nothing is keeping it from you.
No.
You're just on a journey to be in that frequency. So,
Right. Yeah, you could say you're not ready, but then people take that as a challenge. You know, it's like, oh, well, why am I not ready? And it's just like you're saying, it's just your vibration. You're just not there. It's okay. It's nothing against you. It's nothing about that. It's just, this is where you are now, and that's why you have access to what you have now. When you shift and you expand, whatever it's going to take, then more
Things
comes
change.
in.
What think about the different levels of the phones that we've had, the landlines, the hard lines to the home, to the cordless phones, to the cell phones that flip up and down, to and then as our phones keep evolving, right? And we're the same way. We're just going to keep evolving. Now we have access to the internet on our phones.
Yeah,
There was a
exactly. We have
time where we
access to
would have
all
been
kinds of
like,
stuff.
whatever, you could carry a computer in your hand.
Well, I remember when Star Trek, where were you when Star Trek came out? I mean, were you watching it actively then, or did you see the reruns? I mean,
Oh no,
were they?
dad
Yeah.
was a big,
My father was too. Yeah, it was a
yeah,
big
we
thing.
watched
But
it.
yeah, they were just all that. It was like, oh, you have these little things that all the computer stuff, and it was like, wow, that's so cool. We have that and so much more
Yeah.
in our phones. But
We
that was
don't have the
showing us.
flying cars yet, but we do have the cars that drive themselves now. So that's pretty cool. Right, Tiffany?
If you pay for it.
It.
That upgrade.
Might be worth the upgrade. Sometimes it's nice to not have to deal with the traffic. I heard that Tesla put a oh, Tiffany, you might have to help me with this. My brother has one. They were talking yesterday that it has the like in a hurry mode that you can set up, and now there's a
Mad Max.
Mad Max, yes, a Mad Max mode. And they're like, we haven't tried that one yet.
What is it?
It's Mad Max and there's Sloth, apparently. So Sloth is really chill and like gonna, drive
Gonna
slow,
drive, you
like
think?
move how you want, whatever. And Mad Max is gonna be more aggressive.
Oh,
They're gonna
okay.
dart through traffic. If there's an opening, it's gonna
I would
take
stay in
it.
Sloth mode.
You
Just
probably
be
would, yeah.
chill.
Just gonna get there when I get there. But yeah, they were telling me about that yesterday. I was like, oh my God, I don't even know if I would be brave enough to try Mad Max, because that's gonna get you there. And they said that you can set the speed to be like 10, 15 miles over speed limit, whatever, and
Man.
different things. I'm like, it even lets you speed? Look at that. Anyway, I just thought it was interesting, but this is futuristic, yeah. So very cool.
Oh, 10. Well, shoot. When, I mean, 10 years ago, I don't think this was on the radar. It may have been on Musk's radar, but I don't think for the general public, we were, it may have been something, oh, someday we'll have this. It might have been that, but it was like, it's not a
Yeah.
reality. And that's way
No,
off.
I think they even made like a I think Sylvester Stallone or one of those was in the movie where the cars would drive themselves, like a futuristic movie. And then, but then of course they make it so that, they're controlling the cars and locking you in the cars and
Yeah,
trapping
of
you and
course
all
they got
that
to do
too.
that with it. Make
Yeah,
it
they got to make it
sinister.
scary.
They're
And we
always
don't want
taking over.
technology. Anyways, all right. Are we ready for the next one?
Yes.
Oh, little princess in the sky.
Shimmer, shimmer.
Oh, we need our magic wand.
This question is from AR Crystal. Goddess Tiffany.
Could that be for Arkansas Crystal?
Well, sure.
Oh, our little
It's not
crystal.
capitalized AR, it's capital A
Okay.
case R.
Okay. I was just thinking, because Arkansas, the abbreviation is AR, and we do have crystals here, and that would be, that's why I was just wondering. Because it could be like a cross, like really cool.
Let's see what the question is, see if we can
Yeah.
deduct it.
Okay.
If I'm doing things that raises my frequency, like fostering puppies,
Yes,
Will
it
that
is.
somehow make me a vibrational match to other good things I want, dot dot dot, like traveling?
Sure. But you know what you have to do, Crystal? You have to kiss those puppies right on the face. She's got three of them. Have you seen them? Anyways,
Don't think I have.
yeah. So, Crystal, this sounds like the Crystal that went with us to Iceland. Yeah.
Yes,
So,
it all just clicked. Yes, they are very cute.
yes. And she put in the Iceland group the
Oh,
pictures
got it.
of the
See,
puppies.
I'm
They
not in
are
that group.
adorable.
And she is from Arkansas.
See, I knew it. Arkansas Crystal. Yay.
Very cool.
Yeah. So will that help you get in good graces? Whatever you believe. Yes.
And
Yeah.
whatever you do that brings joy and bliss, or whatever you're doing that is your bliss, that's what's elevating and that's what you're putting out and that's what's attracting. So, yes.
Yes.
All of
Absolutely.
the
And the
above.
more you
Just
share
keep
it with
doing it.
us, even, yeah. The
Yes.
little fluffins and kissing their faces. That's important.
They love to
Puppy
be
breath.
kissed.
Oh my gosh, the best. Don't get me started. Don't do this. I don't need any more animals.
Now, the algorithm has picked up that I look at puppy fostering things way too much. And so now it's
Oh.
like, oh, you want these puppies? It even started going out to
Oh, I couldn't do it.
California, like all these places. It's like, you need these puppies?
I would have to go silent on the social media because I would want them all, and it would, yeah, would not be good. All right, do we have more questions?
Sure. This is from Heather. What daily rituals do you ladies have?
Oh. This morning, my ritual was cup of coffee and sit back in bed because I had a nice quiet morning. Daily rituals.
Yeah, rituals. Is it routine or rituals?
Probably kind of both, right? Like, I mean, I'm always having conversations with higher self and source in my head. Sometimes I do it out loud. My family thinks I'm talking to them, and I'm like, shut up, I'm in the middle of a conversation. So let's see. My meditations, I would say, aren't as ritualistic as they used to be. So that's a good question because it's making me think, what I need to do, I need to get that back into alignment a little differently. But yeah, I usually get up and I'll make a little bit of coffee. Okay, you guys, so back in the day, if you guys have been listening for a long time, you know that I have a copper pyramid that I built years ago out of copper pipes, right? And my ritual used to be to go make my coffee and then go sit under that and just meditate and have my quiet time and just it's just very grounding is what it is. It feels like it grounds me. The space that I had that set up in is now being occupied by one of my children. So that's not a thing right now. And that's what where my mind was going. It's like I used to go sit in the pyramid, but now I don't have that. So I might have to just imagine the pyramid around me. I think that would have the same effect, don't
It
you?
would. It would.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always the intent.
Yeah, it's all about the intent. So yeah, that would be mine is I like to have time in the morning before I start anything else to just be in the quiet with myself and my little coffee. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just have the same routine pretty much every morning. So then in a way that is a ritual when you just do the same thing. And that's how I start my day. But yeah, I have my chai tea. I'm a chai tea drinker, not a coffee drinker. But I do have this thing. I come in and I do kiss Rocket on the forehead when I come. He's usually laying on the couch and I say good morning. So it's good morning to all the animals. The cats come in and greet me at my morning constitutional, and they come in there with me, and then I come out and I kiss Rocket, and anyway, and then we go. There's just a routine to everything. I start my tea, starting, cooking, and then I make a
my smoothie, my protein drink, and at the same time I'm putting in treats. I get cheese. I give him cheese every morning. So it's just this thing. I'm just puttering around, and then
Yeah.
I drink my drink and my tea, and then I go out for a walk with Rocket, and that's, and then I feed the chickens when I come back. So we have this, just the same routine. All of that, the walk and all that meditation, that routine is like a meditation, because it's
Yeah.
what I do. And when I walk, it's down my driveway. I'm in the middle of the woods. And so it's a nature walk is what it is. And yeah, it's very grounding. So there's my grounding
Yeah.
thing. I have my tea and I go walking. So
Yeah.
yeah. I mean, it doesn't have to be a formal thing. I mean, if you do that, that's wonderful. That's great, but it doesn't have to be that. It's do whatever feels right to you. Feels
Yeah.
good.
I have a little ritual before I do sessions, and I'll just sit down and clear my energy and clear the energy of the space. And
My nose is gone. Somebody's here. What's that?
that's right. Somebody wants to talk. I
Anyway.
know if I say, who is it? What do they want? You won't tell me.
No. Anyway, so you before sessions.
Before sessions, yeah, I'll sit down and just do a little ritual of clearing the space, clearing my energy, setting intentions for the highest outcome, asking to be a clear energy for the person that I'm with, and basically keeping my preconceived ideas and thoughts out of it, and be what they need me to be, right? Like with whatever kind of work I'm doing. So, yeah. So there it is. Who is it?
They will make themselves known at some point.
Well, Sky is asking if there's any messages.
Who's asking?
Sky is
Oh.
asking any messages, question mark? Thought it was
Yeah. Yeah,
perfect
Sky, I'm
time.
with you. No?
We'll see. If there are, they'll come through. I mean, I don't block them. I don't try to block them anyway. I just
We'll know when
usually
it's
when somebody
happening
says,
because
"What
she'll
is
go,
it? Are there any
they're
messages?" Then
saying,
it's like, oh, you know what?
okay,
That's
what if
kind
I
of a
just started
block thing.
asking you some questions? Would they just start? Oh, see?
Yeah, see.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. I
Okay,
don't have
yes
a.
or no? Is it a message for the audience?
It went away. No, it's
Is it a
not.
message for me personally?
See, it's not there now.
It's a message for Tiffany.
Not there. See,
Nothing?
I don't
Okay,
know.
you guys. She'll wake up in the middle of the night and it'll come
Scared it
in.
off. Yeah.
Yeah,
So,
we scared it off.
you.
Sorry, Sky.
We'll see if there is something there, it will come through. I mean, it'll be very obvious and I'll know it even. So it's just
Still fun to ask.
It's when the spotlight's on it like that, it's like no. Just
Okay,
doesn't work.
Tiffany, do you want to say anything about
See,
your
there it's
mother
back
that you
now. So
know?
see, it's like well, you guys did all that spotlight. Nope.
It's shy.
Apparently.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, what I wanted to talk about was you had said copper tubing, and then someone was saying, oh, copper on the chat. And it made me think of I've been watching the show that's set back in like in England, I don't know, way before my time. And they mine for copper, and it's like such a
Oh.
whole thing. And I'm like, that's so funny that it's just like, oh, here's copper readily available, going back to how things have changed, right? They used to have to, people would die blasting, mining for copper or any type of things like that. It's just
Yeah.
crazy.
Different times. It is it's
Yeah.
yeah, to think about the other lives we've lived where we had to work so hard to get these things and now they're just right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought of it that way? Boy, in the other lives I
Oh.
had to live, I had to work really hard to get that.
Exactly.
All right. Any other questions?
Yeah, this
Okay.
question is from Melissa. I homeschool, and knowing what you know now, what do you think is important to teach children?
How to listen to themselves, their intuition.
Yeah, be authentic, be themselves, do
Yeah.
what they love. Don't lose touch with that.
Yeah, we're so often as children taught that we're wrong or don't do that. And I
Just your
remember,
imagination. Be real.
yeah, I remember one of my nieces was super, super intuitive and was talking to her parents and telling them things that she shouldn't know. Like she had this knowledge and information, it freaked them out. So they brought her to a priest and, and they discouraged her from doing that. And to this day, I'm pretty sure she's still, and she's an adult now, and I'm pretty sure she still thinks it's, from the devil.
Sure.
So it broke my heart when it happened because it was such a pure thing that was coming through.
Absolutely, and that happens so much.
Yeah.
So
So just
much.
letting them say
Tamping out.
those weird things, and if I don't know how young they are, but they'll remember past lives in the early years. So let them talk about it, take
Yeah, you
notes.
just let them talk. Well, yeah. Well, what else? Just let them talk. It doesn't have to be a big deal. It's just letting them, just don't squash it.
Yeah. Getting them to communicate about their feelings is really important because that's another thing is, I think society's getting better about it now, but when we were kids, it was like, you don't have feelings. You're not hurt unless you're crying, that kind of stuff. And you're
Or
just
crying
taught
unless you're
that,
hurt. Yeah.
yeah, that certain feelings just were voodoo, and you don't go there. So getting them to express their feelings early on, feelings want to be felt. What are your feelings? Let's talk about it. Why do you feel that way? Get them to understand why they're having the feelings so that as they get older, they have tools to work through them so that they're not
Exactly.
repressed and angry at everything and
Yeah, those
projecting.
emotions are fine.
Yeah. So I hope that
Your
helped.
dreams are fine.
None of
Have
it was about what
dreams.
should they learn in school, math and social studies and English. Nah, teach them how to be emotionally adequate,
Right, and go for
aware.
your dreams. I mean, so many times it's like you have to. I mean, yeah, you want skills. That's great, but I feel like some of those other things are just pushed out and like they're not important, and they are so important.
Yeah.
The imagination, the dreams, and those are the, oh, you're just a daydreamer. You're just a, you got to get real. And it's like, no, just they're so in touch.
Yeah.
If we could foster that, let it flourish. It might be an interesting world for a little bit, but the world comes on. It shifts. It might be an adjustment, but that, again, you're teaching them the skills as well, so they have, it's like well-rounded. I
Yeah.
mean, some people may not understand is where I'm saying it might be an adjustment, because like, where, why, how do you have no limits on your imagination? Why do you think it's okay to dream so big?
Yeah.
Anything is possible.
Anything is possible. Yep. And I think when my kids were growing up, I didn't want them to feel the same kind of limits that I felt when I was growing up, where we can't afford that. You got to work hard, so hard just to get by, and all the little sayings that were said, and not to any default to either one of my parents, because that's what they heard growing up.
Exactly.
And they were
Just
just going through the same cycle that, it was just perpetuating. And so breaking that habit for myself and doing my best not to create it for my kids, and as they become adults, knowing that they can manifest and create anything they want. So those kind of things are important too, is teach that manifestation. So those kinds of things are, I think, vital. More vital than learning
Those are
the
hugely
skills.
vital life skills.
Let's learn how to
I mean, yeah,
manifest.
math is good, although we have calculators and everything, but to me, I loved math and
Yeah.
I love to challenge myself, and the more I can do in my head or just, wrote, that's fantastic. When calculators came on the scene, I thought that was really cheating. And so I had that. But we have the tools, they're resources. So it's like understanding your tools and your resources. So that is good. That's a good teaching. It's like, okay, you don't have to know everything, but if you know the resources, you know how to get the information, then
Here's
that's a huge thing.
another thing I would say. For the homeschooling, what would you want your kids to know? Help them to understand that what other people are saying or doing have nothing to do with them.
Ooh, that's a big one. Yes.
you know, that is projecting their hurt feelings or their setbacks or their limitations,
It's
and it
their
has
stuff.
nothing to do with them. And the sooner that they, if they can learn that at an early age, you know, and then when it does feel personal, that it is something to go look at when it's a trigger feels personal like that. But man, when I think back and go, what do I wish I knew or would have been taught? One, that the loved ones that were talking to me in my head were loved ones talking to me in my head. That, you know, things that other people were doing, that's their journey and that's okay. I don't have to fix it. I don't have to, it's not my job. Growing up Catholic, I think every Catholic could raise their hand and say we're taught to be the martyrs, you know, the cookie's for the other person. You don't get the cookie. No one ever says break the cookie in half and share it. You know, or maybe it's your turn for the cookie. Who knows? But maybe the other person already had six cookies. You don't know.
True.
Anyways, so these kind of things, I think that would be amazing, you know, to have that kind of knowledge, to know that, oh, that person's going through something and they're hurting and that's why they're acting that way. And have that kind of emotional intelligence would have been really, really cool. And I know that as my kids brought their friends and stuff to my house, and they would find out that I read the oracle cards and stuff like that, and they'd be like, pull cards for us, and then we'd have these kind of conversations, and they were like these little pearls that I got to have with these kids whenever I got the chance. And so I think that those would be some really valuable things as you're homeschooling. And don't be perfect. Don't try to be perfect for your children. Let them know
Yeah,
that
they
you're
need to
human
see.
too.
Yeah, they need to see that mistakes are common and they're
That
okay.
it's okay. Oh, well, we'll just
And
try
you
something
just work
else.
on it.
Yep, that there's disappointments, but you know what? Those disappointments might lead to something even better. You know, what is it? God's rejection is, or rejection is God's protection kind of thing, or disappointments are just
I
holding
never heard
space for
that
something
one.
bigger.
I just always heard one door closes, another opens, you know. So it's
Yeah.
like, yeah, it's
So,
to understand the cycles.
yeah. I like that you said you've never heard the rejection is God's protection, which means you were never rejected or
No, I just never heard that saying. We
heard
didn't have
it.
a no, rejection was common. It was, I just never had anything to help me get through
Yeah.
it.
Remind them that whatever is theirs will not pass them by. We like
Yeah,
that one.
I love
If it's
that
meant
one.
to be, it'll be yours. Yeah.
That
So
helps
that's
you just
good.
relax and just
Yeah.
allow your good to come.
Yeah. So, and if it doesn't, that means something better is coming. And it's hard to see that sometimes when, like, you know, like if you're looking for a job and one that you think is really lining up for you and then you don't get it, it can be soul crushing. And then, you know, you can't see that there's something, the bigger teddy bear behind the scenes, right? You can't see that. And so, yeah, so you got to fall into that trust and know that something better's coming. Absolutely. So we're getting our warning because we both went, no. So, QHHT, how to become a practitioner, how to find a practitioner.
Exactly. I got a thing on my lip. I'm sorry. QHHTofficial.com, and we are running a sale right now. So if you've even ever thought about being a practitioner, if that resonates with you, now would be a great time to get the course. It's gone on a really good sale price. And then if you want to have a session, you go to the Find a Practitioner page on the QHHTofficial.com, and you just go down. You can look for your area. In your area, who are the practitioners? So you put in your state, your city, let's see, the United States, or whatever, your country, your state, your city, and then it'll give you a list of, or wherever you're willing to travel to, it'll give you a list of practitioners and see who resonates with you. And do your due
100%.
diligence and have a session. So then that way, then you can make the connection with that part of you that has all the answers, and it helps you to understand how fantastic you really are.
Oh,
You are so wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's something that popped in that I just feel like I really want to answer.
Okay.
Tiffany, would you read the Danny one for me? How
Okay, and
can
you
you
have one
deal
minute
with?
to do it.
How can you deal with your ex that you have kids to that is selfish with money and helping with kids stuff?
Okay. So I saw that out of the corner of my eye and I kind of skimmed it while you were talking. I'm like, oh, there's something that needs to be answered here. Keep in mind, your kids picked you. They picked you and they picked him. Okay. There's something they want to learn from that experience. And it's hard because you're a parent and you want to save them from hardship or from even yourself with the hardship, being the co-parent or however the support gets divvied out. But just know that you got to come from a place of love and you got to let your kids have their experiences. It's really hard, but I did it. You can do it. I got that slap on the hand when my oldest one was 13, and literally God popped in my head and said, "This is not yours to fix. That is their
Yeah.
karma." And I
Yeah, they're
went,
saying don't take your children's lessons away from them.
"Nope."
Yeah.
They're there for a reason. Either they're helping him, he's helping them, there's something they're doing together, but whatever the experience is, he's doing his role perfectly. And so are you. Okay.
Yeah.
I hope that helps. And only take that if it resonates. We always encourage discernment. Okay. All right, you guys.
Absolutely. Thank you
Love you
so much,
all.
everyone. We love you.
Hope you had a
Happy
good holiday.
holidays. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.